A new study from MIT finds the same genes work differently in men and women. And this partly explains why men are taller than women on average, but the work could also help scientists understand important differences in health between the sexes. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
Our genes are like a volume dial, says MIT geneticist David Page. The higher it's turned up, the more our bodies carry out that particular gene's instructions. Page is the senior author of a new study that looked at genes that code for height.
What wasn't known prior to this study was that, on average, the volume settings in human males and females were different.
The study finds this volume difference accounts for at least 12% of the 5 or so inches of height that men have over women on average. And the study showed for the first time this difference between men and women turns up in thousands of genes.
You come away from this paper saying, wow, this really spans the whole genome.
Biologist Leslie Leinwand studies genetics at the University of Colorado Boulder. She says the difference in gene expression between sexes might explain other things, like why men and women process drugs and experience diseases differently.
So if you think about all of those differences interacting with each other, you could see that you could affect, you know, the entire biology of the organism.
That reveals a huge problem in medical research, Leinwand says, because a lot of studies have focused on men and male animals. That means researchers might be missing key information about how women may respond to certain drugs or treatments.
Many people treat men and women as if they're just different sizes. A woman is not a small man. So women and female animals have not been included in a lot of studies.
That's beginning to change, but Leinwand says the new findings make that progress even more urgent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.